The Packers' day began with somewhat of a surprise, and this was even before practice. Mike McCarthy announcing that David Bakhtiari's knee would keep him on the shelf all week.
Go, go, go.
And that means Don Barclay would be taking over as a starting left tackle, at least through the Steelers game.
I felt pretty comfortable with him the last few days, so I think it's giving him an opportunity to show what he can do on that side, and I think he's taking advantage of it.
The Packers' secondary also had to adjust today. With Morgan Burnett excused for a personal matter, the ever-versatile Micah Hyde played safety while promising rookie Quentin Rollins manned the slot. Off-season hernia surgery delayed Mike Neal's leap into the fray, but he's practicing full bore right now and should play against the Steelers. It's hard to believe that this lean and mean outside linebacker was once a 300-pound defensive lineman with his hand in the dirt.
Being 305, I look at film, I'm like, geez, I can't believe I was ever that big. And, you know, I'm about 255 now, and my body just feels good at this weight.
Today's practice as a whole had a split personality. Part of it was geared toward the Steelers game, while other parts, like half line, were geared toward the basics that apply to any opponent. There's something interesting about practices after you've played a preseason game. It feels a whole lot more like practice.
That's what training camp is. It's tough. Days like these are ones you got to grind through and just try to work on small things and get better and try to improve something in your game. Even though it's tough, you're going against your own guys again. It feels like you've been going against them for a year already. You just got to push through it and make the most out of it.
Young Josh Francis made the most of today's workout with the hit of the day during half line. But you know who really showed up against the Patriots? Young Jake Ryan. But he is far from satisfied.
There's also room to improve. Every single time you come off a game, every single time you come off a practice, there's going to be, room to improve. And, you just got to get in the film room and make those corrections.
As for the Packers' offense, it's focused on correcting a problem with finishing drives. 1-for-4 in the red zone, 0-for-3 on goal to go versus New England.
We need to understand, and I think everyone does, that when we get those chances, we got to make the most of them. Touchdowns are obviously a bigger impact on the game than a field goal, so we definitely need to get points on the board and make them touchdowns.
And that is why you practice. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.